In 5 seconds, you're on the air. Stand by. 4, 3, 2, 1. You're on the air. Well, hello, everybody. This is your Sunday morning sermon coming to you from Quan Nai at 9:45 Sunday, May the 4th. Beautiful day in old Quan Nai. The sun is shining wonderfully and the temperature is about 80 right now. There's a cool breeze coming from my overhead fan. And as I listen to the noises outside and the generators running and the kids are hollering and the birds are tweeting, I think of my old hometown back in Boulder where there's no generators running, but I guess the cars are going up and down the highway, where there are kids hollering all over the place, I guess, and the birds are singing prettily, and a couple of Rocky Mountain canaries are nesting out in the lawn or on the tree in the front of the yard. And I'm kind of missing them things already, so I guess I better get talking to the gal I think the most of and tell her, how are you, honey? How's things going? Fine. Glad to hear it, that you're this so lively and full of spirits today that you can hardly contain yourself. And you probably just got home from work and you're haven't got your uniform off yet. Well, that's nice, because if you did, you have been a little tired then, and here comes old Carl to rest you and make you feel good and make you feel sweet. So call your dog alongside and let's have a little chat this morning. I feel kind of purified for some reason or other. I shouldn't be. We had a monthly farewell party last night in the house, and although it broke up about 8 o'clock, it kind of upsets me when they have those big parties around here, and I feel like the landlord of some motel or hotel that where they're having a big party, and I'm afraid they're going to break the furniture. I don't know why I take that attitude, but I guess it's just because I'm not a boozer, a drinker. But everybody has a good time, and we said goodbye to a lot of people who are important here. A couple of nurses are going, and a couple of captains who've been working hard, and a lot of them guys in the Army are kind of glad to get out of here in one piece, I guess. And the nurses, too, they've went through a lot of fire and brimstone and worked hard without much recognition. But I don't think there's too much recognition given to aid. They, unless somebody contrives to pass out a lot of stuff. But we who work with them recognize their fine qualities, and we're mighty happy most of the time to have those kind of people with us. I guess the next party they'll throw, I'll be one of the guys saying farewell. I hope so, anyway. I've got to go down to Saigon sometime this month and see what they've got to offer in the way of a job, so I can tell whether I'm coming back or not. But if they keep taxing me like you say, it might be that I'll have to quit the job to save money. But it's fun. It's fun to have to pay taxes. It's is more than you. More taxes than you make a year, almost, than you used to. That's an odd thing. I don't know whether that guy Jackson knows what he's doing or not, but apparently he's figured it out so that Uncle Sam is getting more than his share. Must have made a lot of money out of somebody other than my check from Uncle Sam, because he's supposed to, I've got him taxing me to the hilt out of what I'm being paid. But that's all right. Uncle Sam needs that stuff, and maybe leaves some of Lou's burden. Have to pay a few dollars. I doubt, though, that anybody that can buy Imperials is not worried about income tax. And so I guess, cousin, I'm going to have to come back and buy me an old mountain car. Sorry, I can't keep up with that Imperial stuff. But first time you take it in the garage, have it tuned up, then look at your bill. Maybe you'll learn what I learned, that if you're going to drive a four carburetor automobile with four exhaust valves, exhaust pipes, exhaust systems, it's going to cost you four times as much as the others. But that's living, eh? I don't blame anybody for living. I'm thinking this morning, this Sunday morning, that I'm trying to really cut this tape so I can get it to you in time when I go to Sunday school. At 10 o'clock, I can drop it in the mailbox. Now, that's deviously thinking this stuff out so that I can save time, you see. But maybe I'll cut you another one when I get around to it. One of my problems is that I don't have any tapes to cut it on. I got, I see a couple here. I see two boxes. I'm using now the reels that came on from Lou and Charlie Cox, but I'm doing this different, honey. I'm putting on new tape. I'm not trying to tape it over their voices, because it don't seem like your machine is going to do much good. And those two tapes that I did tape that didn't get any noise on them, just hang on to them, because pretty soon you're going to get a machine there that's going to be able to translate from Vietnamese to English, and from those tapes that I cut on this machine, you'll be able to translate them off of the machine I'm sending you. I decided to buy a good set and send it home. Well, I got interrupted there a minute. The boss came in and wanted to see some of my pictures, so I give him four or five packs of color slides to look through in my little projector that I got. Let's see, I don't know where I was at. I've been lost again. Let's see. Oh, yeah. We had a party last night, and it's all over. So this morning, I woke up for some reason about 3 o'clock. Well, first, the boss got up last night and had him turn on the generator because it was too hot, and there wasn't any ventilation. Without electricity, we can't run the fans or air conditioners, so they turned on the generator about midnight, and I woke up. And then this morning I woke up again at 3 o'clock, and I was wide awake. And so I like to get up early in the morning, one like that, and study my Vietnamese. So I got up and studied till about 6, I guess, and I felt kind of sleepy. So I studied till 4. Then I felt kind of sleepy, so I went back to bed and took a little nap and got up again and studied some more, and then it was about 6. So So I said, well, I'll shave and clean up and get ready and go down and open the office up and get people started working. So we on Sundays we have a duty officer, and Air America helicopter comes in and takes our people all over the province to do their work that they have to do. So I went down, took a check on the chopper, and went down to the office, and it was already opened up. So I come home and made myself some pancakes and my last box of Bisquick. You might send me a couple of boxes of Bisquick, because I'm afraid I'm going to be out. And I still got a few days to do. At least I've got over 30, and you can send me some of that. Then I'll have it. But I don't need anything else. And so, let's see, then I ate some breakfast, and nobody was up yet. It was still really everybody kind of full of party. And then I came back and decided to cut this tape. So that brings you up to date on my little maneuvering on Saturday and Sunday. Now I'm going to church, and after church I'm going to try and stir up a tennis game if it ain't too hot, and then I'll be in pretty good shape for that, I guess. I hope, anyway. As old Fat Carl says, you ought to get out and exercise and get some of this fat off him, but he don't lose no fat too much. He still likes to eat them pancakes and syrup. Last night I had steak and chicken and some old elbowroni salad, and there was a hamburger I took, and it was kind of raw. I didn't eat it, and then I wonder why I don't get skinny. But I